Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 217. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
We're spending the night tonight, right? Is that right, Nate?
Ooh, we're getting late.
We're getting late tonight.
Woo. It's 11:19. Wow.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Something tells me I'm going to get...
It'll be all right.
I'm going to get Austin Lawrence contact me tonight.
You're going to get a message.
TikTok, Austin.
You'll get a message.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. It's going to be totally worth the wait, right?
It'll be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a late night tonight, but that's all right.
It's okay.
I'm knocking them out, so... Guys, doing all right though? Good night.
Doing good.
Just had a good guest chat.
Oh yeah,
we absolutely did.
Some good jokes.
Yeah, I'd say so. None that we can say on the air.
No.
But we've had to.
Well, we
had
could, the good, but it would change.
It would change the dynamic of the Malaysian show.
It's given us the giggles a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it wouldn't be family friendly.
That's no. Right.
Anyway, yeah, glad to be here and do this mini. Mm-hmm. Let's get right to it. You know, I'm ready. Sean, what are we talking about?
Just pull the Band-Aid right off.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
This is Nate's pick, and it might be a surprise to Nate, but it's Montpelier Hill in Ireland.
I'm trying to figure out why there's a thumbs down at the end of it.
Did I hit something again? I do this every once in a while. Did it? No?
No, right. On mine.
Oh, on yours?
It says Montpelier Hill in Ireland, and then a thumbs down.
Oh, yeah, but and it's not on mine.
That's no, mine says in. It's that darn phone of yours. Hmm? It does say thumbs down. Well, maybe you're in means Nate weird. Means thumbs
that's
down.
So weird.
That is weird
because I don't put that on there.
Huh. Yeah, it's an in. That's see, look, in.
That's weird.
Weird. And if interested, and if there's a thumbs down, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Absolutely.
This is a wild one, Nate. You outdid yourself.
You're welcome.
Do you know there's a lot of Montpeliers out there?
There is.
There are a bunch.
I did not know there was one in Ireland.
I didn't
either. I would tell you that.
Yeah.
And it's a hill.
It is a hill. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Hence, Montpelier Hill.
It's known in Irish as Conch Montpelier. It is, 1,257 foot tall hill located in County Dublin, Ireland, and is the closest mountain in Dublin City within the ridge that bounds the Glenismole Valley, which includes mountains like Killiki, Kimpur, and Sihon. The hill is topped by the ruins of the Hellfire Club, a building originally constructed around 1725 by William Connolly, mm-hmm. the Speaker of the Irish House of Commons. So, yeah, he built that as a summer residence and hunting lodge, and initially named Mount Pelier.
There you go.
Right?
Mount Pelier.
Well, mm-hmm. Instead of Mount Pelier, it's Mount Pelier.
Yeah, it says it's one of Ireland's most haunted places, like most things that we mm-hmm. look into. The construction of the lodge involved using stones from an ancient Neolithic passage tomb,
mm-hmm.
which is said to have been cursed, or that it had cursed the building and set the stage for the dark tales that followed.
That's what they say. That's probably not the place they should have put this Hellfire Club there. So that predates that little hunting lodge. What's interesting, so at first when you think about it, because we haven't covered the Hellfire, I think we've mentioned Hellfire Club before, but there's mm-hmm. multiple ones around England and Scotland mm-hmm. and Ireland. And so this isn't the only one, but this one was specifically one that they wanted as a hunting lodge.
Yes.
Yeah.
William Connolly.
Prior to its notoriety, Montpelier Hill held a 5,000-year-old Neolithic passage grave and...
Carn,
I guess. Mm-hmm. This sacred land was part of the ritual landscape of early Irish society, with artifacts like flint tools and carved stones discovered in recent excavations. Most of the cairn was destroyed in 1725 when Ireland's wealthiest man, Speaker of the Irish House of Commons, William Connolly, built a Palladian hunting lodge on the summit.
Dope.
Yeah, the stones from the cairn were repurposed in the lodge, including a standing stone as a fireplace, lintel, and act the locals believed invited divine wrath.
It's so, like desecration, is that fair to say? Just a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they said a lot of people have rumored that the Hellfire Club engaged in satanic rituals and debauchery, further fueling the hill's reputation as a haunted site. The club's meetings were said to involve heavy drinking, gambling, and black masses.
Ooh.
Ozzy said
like Ozzy,
that.
Yeah. Black masses?
With some stories claiming the devil attended one of these gatherings.
I heard that story. So it's interesting. Okay, this building was also known as the Brass Castle, the Haunted House, the Shooting Lodge, and Connolly's Folly, which, you know, which the folly comes from that you kind of desecrated the land and you made a mad. So,
my personal opinion, I love how it looks.
It is cool.
Really cool.
It's very cool. So they said that, so these hells, the Hellfire Clubs were started because, you know, everything was very, whether it was Catholic Church or the, I want this, I'm not even, the words, it's not Pentecostal, it's not Presbyterian. What am I trying to say? Darn it. I'm having a brain fart.
I don't know.
Not Puritans, darn it. I don't know, I can't think. What's the, Lutheran, right? Lutheran. Isn't that Lutheran and Lutheran? Catholic? They said whatever, you know, your belief system was, it was very strict. And so people, especially of high status in the high society, they need to blow some steam. So that's why they felt like they could go into these kind of clubs or whatever and just kind of let loose. And when they say let loose, it was got pretty nasty.
Yeah,
this one is known for a lot of horrific things. One of the stories I heard on a video I was watching was that one of the, and I can't remember the name of the guy, but he was pretty well known in the lore of the place. But he was very, because this, they had a lot of, they were abusive, you know, to, especially like their slaves and stuff. One had a servant, I guess, and he was so cruel to him. The servant was sick. And instead of saying, oh, you know, sorry, you're sick. Hey, why don't you take some time, get better? Nope. He made him drink an entire container of whiskey and lit him on fire.
Oh, nice.
Isn't, I mean, and it's like,
good job.
That's insane.
Good job out of you.
Yeah. So this is the kind of, jeez. I don't think that was their,
lit him on fire.
That was like a typical Tuesday or anything, but that was as bad as some of these stories got.
Wow. I guess. You want to hear the story about the devil at the card table?
I do. That was my favorite one.
The best known legend tells of a hooded visitor sitting in on members for a game of cards during a tempestuous night. Wow. When one player accidentally dropped a card, he caught a glimpse of the visitor's cloven hoof. The devil instantly disappeared in a blaze of flames, leaving the lodge burned out. Versions of this legend recur in several reports, usually being combined with related mythology from Loftus Hall and Wexford. So, yeah, he just, and then, and I guess he, if this is the same, I think he left a mark, like there's a remnants of him, yeah, the burning, yeah.
That's so terrible.
His blaze of flames, yeah.
I'm going to do my best on this, but the club had a motto.
Yes, oh, it's keep it creepy?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Pretty much. Fosse Q tu Vondras.
Which means?
Or do what thou wilt.
Oh.
And who else?
The old do
who adopted that
wilt.
Later?
Aleister Crowley.
Yes. Aleister.
Mm-hmm.
What a gem he was.
Free spirit.
He was a free spirit. He was something else. Yeah. That's this Hellfire Club in Montpelier Hill. Pretty crazy stuff. And it goes way back. Yeah.
It says it gets even stranger. It says at some time during the black masses that they had, right, Ozzy? And sacrifices, there were sacrifices, right? One of which included a dwarf. Now, how in the world that gets in there? The lodge caught fire and several members were killed, prompting the club to change locations. So it's like,
this place ain't safe no more.
Blow this pop stand, right?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
That and lighting people that are full of whiskey on fire. That's just, that to me, that is, these are, the stories that come out of here are bizarre. But that's definitely really bizarre. Like, that's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a revitalization because the Hellfire Club sort of dwindled over the years. Mm-hmm. The Hellfire became the Holy Fathers. And it's...
the Unholy Fathers?
Yes. They did unholy activities, thrived for another 30 years. One of the worst legends from this period involves the kidnapping, murder, and then eating of a local farmer's daughter.
Oh, nice.
It's terrible.
That's just a Friday night.
That's it's hijinks. It's normal hijinks.
There's been a lot of occurrences on this hill.
I agree. I've got the black cat and the priest.
Ooh.
A priest investigating screams heard near the lodge reportedly interrupted a ritual sacrifice of a black cat. Exorcising the cat, a demon burst forth from its body and clawed one witness before fleeing. The ghostly cat, also said to haunt local Killickey House, is also connected with a 1971 discovery of a child's grave dug up during renovation, a gruesome vestige of the club's rituals. Hmm. Wow.
Here's the picture of the cat.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I guess there's another story of... Well, there's two occurrences with the cat. So the one was saying that... they exercised the cat's soul.
Mm. Oops.
And and the helpless cat, they doused it in whiskey, set it on fire.
It was their thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It won't drink it, so we're going to have to just douse it.
Released it into the wild where the cat is slated to have ran ablaze until presumably dead.
That's terrible. I'm not cool with any kind of animal cruelty, and that's definitely not okay. Gosh,
that's insane. What do you guys want to do tonight?
Not that.
There's a cat over here. Let's catch it on fire.
It says there's been reported sightings of an Indian and two nuns known as Blessed Margaret and Holy Mary. The female spirits are thought to be those of nuns or women dressed as nuns who had taken part in black masses upon Montpelier Hill. It says, in 1971, a plumber working on the steward's house dug up a small skeleton, which some claim to be the body of a dwarf that had been sacrificed so many years earlier by the members of the Hellfire Club. Also, just not right. I'm sure there's whiskey involved in that, too, right?
Yeah. Mm. Some more modern hauntings. Ghost hunters report ghostly screams seen by a woman burned to death in a barrel. There you go. Apparitions and unexplained shivering. Whatever that means. In 2010, radio show host Richlands of the Wreckage heard unseen sounds, a rotting animal's head fall from the chimney, and a psychic who felt phantom stabs. Other witnesses report ghostly hands stealing jewelry or impart threats. There's a lot. There's a lot to this place.
Wow. There's a lot. A
lot of darkness. A lot of, yeah.
You think, oh, they're just hanging out playing cards. No, they're not.
No,
they are not.
Yeah, honey, I'm going to the club.
I'm going to burn a cat.
Get back. Don't wait up.
It's terrible.
Wow. Crazy stuff.
Man.
It also caught fire. Did you see where it caught fire in the 1740s?
Mm-hmm.
It said possibly an act of arson or ritual accident. I would imagine a ritual accident.
If they lit enough things that were full of whiskey or doused in whiskey, it was bound to happen, right?
Prompting members to shift to the steward's house nearby, which also turned out to be haunted. Mm-hmm. The Massey family's Killickey estate at the foot of the hill succumbed to ruin by the 19th century, with the final baron being evicted as the penniless peer. Today, Montpelier Hill is a public park maintained by Colite with walks and paranomas of Dublin. Yet beneath its attractiveness, it has a strange atmosphere. Visitors often report feeling stifled, particularly in the evenings, and a sense of being watched. Archaeologists are sad that the entire Neolithic cairn remains hidden under the rubble, its secrets tied up in the history of the Hellfire Club forever.
It's interesting because I told you it was kind of all over Great Britain. It says Hellfire Club was a term used to describe several exclusive clubs for high society rakes established in Great Britain and Ireland in the 18th century. The name most commonly refers to Francis Dashwood's Order of the Friars of St. Francis of Wycombe. That's a mouthful. Such clubs, rumor had it, served as the meeting places of quote-unquote persons of quality who wished to take part in what were socially perceived as immoral acts. And the members were often involved in politics. Neither the activities nor still like what we have today, right? Neither the activities nor memberships of the clubs are easy to ascertain. The clubs allegedly had distant ties to an elite society known only as the Order of the Second Circle, which I've heard of that before, and it's no bueno.
Yeah.
And if you're out there, I said no bueno.
Nope.
So yeah, they there's another story of the what is it, Luftus family. They owned a hunting lodge close to the hill. Did the devil visit them twice? It is said that a young local boy once visited the Hellfire Club and bore witness to the rituals and never again spoke. The terrifying practices terrified him so much he never spoke a word for the rest of his life.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah, that's a good crazy place this is. Hellfire Club and Montpelier Hill. What else we got on it?
This is one more interesting thing that, because I was thinking, wow, the Hellfire Club, I wonder if that's still, well, you never know with some of these secret clubs and societies and all that stuff. But it says, in contemporary life, there's the Phoenix Society. In 1781, Dashwood's nephew, Joseph Alderson, an undergraduate at Brenos College, Oxford, founded the Phoenix Society, later known as the Phoenix Common Room. But it was only in 1786 that the small gathering of friends asserted themselves as a recognized institution. The Phoenix was established in honor of Sir Francis, who died in 1781, and as a symbolic rising from the ashes of Dashwood's earlier institution. To this day, the Dining Society abides by many of its predecessors' tenets. Its mottos, which were, what's the motto with you, right? The one, the what is it? Do what thou wilt, right? No, this is a different one. Uno avulso non deficito or deficit alter. One is torn away, another succeeds. So they had a couple mottos. Is from the sixth book of Virgil's Aeneid and refers to the practice of establishing the continuity of society through a process of constant renewal of its graduates and undergraduate members, but also refers to the alchemical Kabbalistic process that a life snatched via sacrifice is a life given back via a spiritual, given back via a spirit at the command of its master. That's messed up. The Phoenix Common Room continuous history was reported in 1954 as a matter of note to the college. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
So, like I said.
It is.
Sounds like there's still an extension of all that stuff.
Wow.
So that is, that's messed up.
Interesting place.
You'd be, oh, yeah. If we see something running around on fire and it smells like whiskey, we'll be like, Hellfire Club. Yep, Hellfire still Club. Going.
That makes sense.
Still going.
Anything else we got on the Hellfire Club in Montpelier Hill?
No, but this was...
No, I think we hit it.
Whether on purpose or accident, Nate, you outdid yourself again. Nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are many Montpelier Hills.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So, yeah, this was a good one. Well, that was good. I think the creepies would enjoy that. Nate, want to help us out?
Do what thou wilt. And that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap.
Turn us off, is that what you mean? Is that...
Don't listen. Yeah. No, we don't want that.
Wait. Oh, no. Come to the live show. Yeah. That's what you want to do.
Get your tickets now. Wait a minute. I don't see that in my show flow.
Almost free.
Yeah.
$10.
$10.
Almost.
It's free except $10.
Nate's ticket's $15.
Free, but just add $10 to it.
That's right.
And that's what it costs. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 217 and our discussion on Montpelier Hill in Ireland. Till next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.